So Tulsi Devi, she is bahut priya. She is only meant to be offered for Krishna seva. Sometimes one puts a nose ring, puts a hole in his nose, he puts Tulsi there. Sometimes one puts Tulsi around his neck, or as a bracelet, or as an ornament, or as a hat. Say, puts Tulsi, and say, Maya cannot touch him. But Bhagavan, he has given this order that Tulsi should be offered. So does that mean that you use Tulsi for your own sake? And if you cannot offer to Bhagavan independently, you put it around your neck, then this is also misuse of one's independence. You know, she is Bhagavad Priya, so how can you possibly put her around your neck? Saying, you know, I put Tulsi around my neck, I can do anything I feel like. This way, moment after moment, this way, keeping Tulsi as witness, doing all kinds of bad things. So will she be happy? Has Bhagavan given this order that you misuse Tulsi Devi? Bhagavan's order is that you offer Tulsi at his lotus feet. And so, until here, he has given this order. But Guru Vaishnavas, they, because they're very dear to Bhagavan, therefore, all these Bhagavan's remnants, then they offer to Bhagavan. Then they distribute to the devotees. They say, if you honor these remnants, then you'll be able to offer yourself and you'll be ready for Bhagavan's seva. But if you have Tulsi around our necks only for enjoying, then we're actually opposing Bhagavad seva. We're accepting that which is unfavorable rather than that which is favorable. So you'll have to consider all these things. So in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatan Goswami has described. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he has collected all these instructions. Let's say in Ramanujacharya Sampradaya, in Srirangam, he opened the 108 Vaikuntha Mukrams temples. So there, as many pujaris are there, then for Bhagavan's seva, they put Tulsi on around their necks. And then after Bhagavan's seva has been finished, then they remove the Tulsi. Because there are also some householders. And so the jiva is using everything for his own enjoyment. Therefore, Tulsi should not be used as a commodity. She is Bhagavad Priya. She is Lakshmi Sarupa. So will she tolerate that if someone misuses her? So if her character is not good, then how can we put Tulsi on our necks? We do bad things. Therefore, in Sri Sampradaya, there is very strict discipline. Don't put Tulsi on your neck and do nonsense things. So today is Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Arbhavatiti and Ramchandra Kaviraj's Thirubhavatiti. So in his childhood, when Gopal Bhatta Goswami appeared in Srirangam, then his father, Venkatpatta, he was his elder brother, was Prabodhananda Sasi Thakur and Thirumal Bhatta. And so they were the main sevaks of Ranganath. So from the very childhood, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he would always he would always have this chance to serve. Often this Upanayan Sanskar every day he'll be ready for Ranganath Seva. And so, as long as the instructions of the Shastras are not followed, then they don't follow, then one cannot properly serve Ranganath unless he follows the regulations of the Shastras. So from his early childhood, he had this natural taste to serve Ranganath. And his father, all of them, they saw that this boy, he had natural inclination. So, this boy, he had all this auspicious faith. Especially in Sri Sampradaya, they have this faith based on Gaurav, on reverence. So this Seva was his life. And beginning from Mangalarti until the Shayanarti, he would render all these different services. And beginning from Mangalarti until Shayanarti, carry out all these different services in the Ranganath temple and in prayer to Bhagavan. That may even one moment of my life, may I not lose even one moment of my life. And may I not wish, may I not be a slave of anyone else for even one moment of my life. This wealth is yours. So this body is yours. So I only wish to offer myself in your seva. Therefore, from the very beginning, before Mangalarti, go bathe in the Kaveri and put tilakon. In accordance with Vaishnava Vidhi, you do Achman, chant mantras, and I must say, this Vidhi, this regulation to follow Upasana would be followed by him. First, he do Mansi Seva very nicely within his mind. And then he do Archan of Sri Vigraha. So I must say, Bhagavan himself has accepted this form as a deity and is manifested in this world. So his archa is the manifestation of the Vigraha. So doing archan, then all this natural love, the sadbandhuvat, the sambandha that one has, will naturally have a sambandha. And one will serve with so much love. So archavatar Sri Vigraha. Like a small boy, when he takes birth, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what to eat, where to sleep. His hands and legs don't move. He can't understand anything. He only opens his eyes and sometimes he weeps. This is only his only business, to open eyes and weep. Even if mosquitoes are biting him, he cannot even chase the mosquitoes away. So Archavatar also, he manifests in this way. And the Seva performs his Seva with love. Then by that Seva, Bhagavan, he is bound by that love and he manifests himself. First as a Vigraha. And then when the Samanda is had, then he manifests himself to his Bhakta. And he accepts all his services. And so the Sevak also cannot remain without his Prabhu. And the Prabhu also cannot remain without his Sevak. And so they have a very reciprocal relationship. They cannot live without one another. They have no desire except this Seva, rendering this Seva and accepting this Seva. So, Gopal Bhattaka Swami, from his very childhood, he'd be serving Bhagavan. I mean, be listening to these instructions of the Alwars. Because in the Ranganath temple, in the courtyard of the temple, there in the eastern direction, there is the Bhajan Kutir Ramanacharya, his deity, and every day for 1 hour in the morning, they do Prarthana. And they glorify him. Because without serving Guru, without doing Guru Puja, Bhagavan will not accept your seva. Therefore, first the Srinathmuni and Yamunacharya and Ramanujacharya and there's Govindacharya, there's the Sevaks and then Dibya Alvars, the 12 Alvars, and every day there's Tavstuti's Asang. And this way they carry out their services while doing the offering these Tavstuti's. And this way they all do Kirtan. And they're all empowered by the Shakti. And they all become absorbed in the different sevas. So in Gopal Bhatta Goswami, when he would listen to their Stavastutis, how Ramanacharya, how he propagated Sri Vaishnavism. He preached this bhakti everywhere. Then by listening to everything, he had this desire in his heart that how can I meet these Dibya Alvars and have their association? Because without satsang, one cannot benefit himself. Unless one gets that higher taste, how can one give up this Vishai Sangha? However, these Vishais, like, these Vishais are always thirsty for enjoyment. However, there, if someone's stomach is, upset, then they say, oh, you're all doing upvas. That's why your stomach is upset. You're fasting always. And then as soon as the stomach pain becomes alright, then he eats 10 times more. So they say the book is, they'll show one day. I'm a renunciant. And then when they get the opportunity, then immediately they become like how they were before. They cannot control themselves. Therefore, Krishna is saying that Vishayani Vartante Nirasya Dehinam, that once one day one follows Nirjala Ekadashi. I used to say in the Mathura temple, Guruji used to say, you're following Nirjala Ekadashi, but let's stay away from Jodras. Not just leaving water will do. If you don't drink water, and they say, if you're relishing this Jodras within your mind, you're relishing this Vishayabhog, then you see anyone and then you wish to embrace that person, kiss him or her, and then you're smelling all these kachodis, malpuas, and then you're actually drinking, you're giving importance to these rasas. So externally you're not eating, drinking anything, but here by all your senses you're relishing so many different rasas. See, one day he follows and then again he eats something in the afternoon, again in the night he eats something, and then in the morning again he eats something. So he keeps three plates for himself. He said, oh, I'll have to respect Mahaprasad, therefore I kept three plates aside. When the time comes to break paran, then he takes all the three plates together. And then he eats everything at one go. And he says, oh, if I don't accept Mahaprasad, then I'll have to accept Vishayaras. So what do you use of following fasting? Fast means what? To be near Bhagavan. So here I'm being near Bhagavan by accepting his remnants. Therefore, Guruji is saying, you say, if you want to be free from this Vishay, then inside you have so much desire for enjoyment. There is the Falgun River. This river is flowing underneath but covered by sand. Even if you want to give up this desire, this desire is already lingering in your heart. So I say, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is so much absorbed in Bhagavan Seva from his very childhood. When a bhoga would be offered, then his father, his uncle, there's so many thousands of pujaris there in Srirangam. So all of them, they would have these remnants of Ranganath. And they say, they will take these remnants of Ranganath and another katha would take place. And they say, wherever this katha would take place, Ramanujacharya's bhajan stali, and all devotees would come, they'd receive these remnants of Ranganath. So his father would ask him, that oh, this Balbhog has been done just now, it's been offered. This is Bhagwan's book. So for whom is this prasad? This prasad is for the pujaris. He said, no, Bhagwan's prasad is for the bhaktas. This is for everyone. Not just yours and mine. And how will you maintain yourself? He said, Bhagwan's love is for many. If we respect everyone, if we distribute his remnants to everyone, and Prabhu will surely be happy, and he will also love us. He knows what to do, what to accept, what to give. We are not his master, he is our master. So listening to these words, then beginning from early morning, in the afternoon, evening, sometimes you take a little chanamrit, and then, because the santas who had given him this prasad, they would give something, and then he'd take a little and distribute everything else to everyone. So in this way, by his behavior, the entire Srirangam, they started thinking that this small boy, he's one of the Alvars. Because after Acharya Ramanuja, many divine associates of Bhagavan appeared. And they start preaching bhakti everywhere. And so, this boy is not an ordinary boy. So he has his Divya Darshan. Very renounced. He has so much anurag. Even within this temple of Srirangam, there's a very nice garden, many flowers, fruits. And there are many things are there. So there's a big gopuram there also. There's a big market there. And there are many Brahmins there. And so all arrangements are there. And so from his very childhood, whatever nice things he would have, he would collect and offer to Ranganath. He was always thinking about this. And what did others do? Just by seeing this small boy, he was a Brahmin boy, and all good qualities, and very renounced, from a very young age. Just by seeing him, they'd become so attracted. And whichever way they'd go, they'd give him all these gifts, and he would offer all that to Ranganath. See, the residence of Srirangam, there is Kaveri in the north, Kaveri in the south, and between there's an island. And there Ranganath's temple is situated on this island, in Srirangam, and on all four sides, there are huge walls. Seven walls. Within these seven walls, the temple of Ranganath has been built. In previous times, Ramchandra had given this seva to Vibhishan. And Vibhishan, he would do his seva here. Prabhu, he didn't go to Lanka, he just stayed there. He didn't want to leave Ram, so Ram gave him this seva. So Gopal, he from his very childhood, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he would follow all the instructions of the Shastras, chant these mantras. See, one knows all the instructions of the Shastras, but he cannot follow them in his life. So he'd follow all of them in a very detailed way. And for those who wouldn't follow, he would say that you are Bhagavan's pujari. If you yourselves don't follow and practice, then because it's offense, you will be punished. Then it says all the devatas, the 33 million demigods, they're all present. If you don't serve Bhagavan, then they cannot be free from this punishment. Because Bhagavan, he loves everyone. And see, father has love for his son. But if the son will not follow the father's instructions and he does something bad, then the government will not leave him. Because even if he's father's son, still he'll have to go to prison. He'll be beaten by the police. He'll be punished. And he might even be hung. They might even hang him, kill him. Why? Because he's done something bad. So Gopal Bhatta, he would explain that if you've done something which is opposed to seva, then if you disobey, if you disrespect, if you leave it, then don't think this way, that you'll be spared, you'll be punished severely. So they say, by listening to the words of these people, people become, by listening to his words, they become very scared. Saying, just see this small boy, he does so much seva, and every instruction of the Shastras, he is following, and look at us, we are so old, and still we don't follow. So what will happen? Prabhu has given us this adhikar for seva, but if we don't follow, if we disrespect, we disobey. And then, like he gave the example, that one person is coming bridegroom. Say the householder, he receives the marriage party, makes all facilities for eating, sleeping, and they're singing, dancing, and then he sends them away. So for Bhagavan's seva, so should Bhagavan not be served in the same way? If ordinary people are served in such nice ways, what is Vigo Bhagavan? So, say, these stutis of the Divyalvars, he himself would listen and he also would speak about them to everyone. He would make everyone practice these instructions of the Alvars. And they say, all those who are lazy, and all those who wouldn't chant their mala mantra from faith, and who would sell Mahaprasad. Why? Then it's some dakshina, then some money if you sell Mahaprasad here and there. So they say, he said, this is, you not do such business in the name of Mahaprasad. And they say, slowly, when he became a little more older, then Mahaprabhu, he came there. And when Mahaprabhu came to Sri Rangam, then Mahaprabhu, he started dancing in front of Ranganath. When Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he gave the flower garland to Ranganath, and then Chandan, and then he received, and then he told his father, here we have a nice garden, and we have a nice resting place for Bhagavan, so we'll take Mahaprabhu there. And this way, seeing this, how eager this boy was to serve him, then Mahaprabhu himself, his heart melted. Mahaprabhu the sannyasi cannot stay in one place, keep wandering everywhere. But Chaturmasya started then. And in Chaturmasya, one person should not go here and there. Stay, sit in one place. He follows vrata. And say, Mahaprabhu, he stayed in Srinagam. And every day he'd go to the Kaveri. So he'd go this north of Kaveri, south of Kaveri. Zaid got there with Kirtan. With Sankirtan. Before the Pujaris, they all go there. Pujaris go to Brahma Murta. They bathe and put tilak on. Do Mala Mantra on the banks of the Kaveri. And they do Mangalati of Bhagavan. So then Mahaprabhu would go there. Then all the bhaktas, abhaktas, they would also go there doing Sankirtan. Go on a procession. Shobhayatra means procession. And Gopal, he would take Dor Kopin Bahirvas of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu after he had bathed, then he put tilak on. And Achaman, he do Chanda Mahal Mantra. Then all the people there, they'd sit together. Then they do Shravan Kirtan with Mahaprabhu. Hallur Goswami is written that if you want to control one person's mind, his consciousness, then he will have to enter into the fire. Then fire cannot pacify that person. Even if he drowns in the water, even if he evaporates in the air, still his mind and his soul restless, cannot be controlled. Even if he's burned, even if he's drowned, he cannot control his mind. But when Mahaprabhu, by such Hari Kirtan, then anyone who came in Mahaprabhu's association, all of them, they automatically became absorbed in Dhyan. Where did they come? They came to this Nitya Braj. Near Golok Bihari, Sri Hari. And then they say, they became absorbed in Prabhu Seva, in this Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras. And according to one's Adhikar, one, according to this tendency of the soul, inclination, became absorbed in the corresponding Seva. In this way, he became absorbed in chanting Bhagavan's names, chanting mantras. So Mahaprabhu, he empowered them in such a way that even without doing any sadhan, bhajan, no qualification, still, regardless of whether one is a shudra, brahman, sannyasi, still, Mahaprabhu, he made everyone absorbed in this Harinam Kirtan. And this way, he made them qualified to be related to Nitya Braj. And then, after Mangalarti, Mahaprabhu, he'd go with Sankirtan everywhere. Everyone would go with Sankirtan. And Bhoga would be offered. And then Archan would take place. And then, where Mahaprabhu's bhajan kutir was, he'd go there. All kinds of devotees would be there. Someone would bring gifts. See, what was Mahaprabhu's rule? His rule was that if any gift came, he'd offer in Ranganath Seva. And this way, Gopal, he would request that, oh, please give me some Channamrit, some Mahaprasad. Then he said that, oh, this has been, so this has already been offered in the seva of the bhaktas, so they please them. If the bhaktas are pleased, then Bhagavan is automatically pleased. But without Mahaprabhu, without feeding Mahaprabhu, he did not eat anything. First he'd serve Mahaprabhu, feed Mahaprabhu, and then, while respecting his uncles and father, and after having distributed prasad to everyone, then he would honor Mahaprasad. Mahaprabhu, he said, there is Bhagavatras and Jadaras. The Bhakta, he only distributes this Bhagavatras, not for his own pratishtha, for his own name and fame, or or so that he can get the blessings of others, and then he becomes something. Not for such give and take transactions. It is very selfless. If one has this Bhagavat Ras, then it is only for Bhagavan's seva. Whatever he receives is only for Guru's seva. So tell Mahaprabhu, he every day he speak Hari Katha. When this discussion came about that the seva of Lakshmi Narayan is topmost, because the members of the Sri Sampradaya, they have this vichar that Lakshmi Narayan, they are paratattva, no greater paratattva than them. So Mahaprabhu, he didn't wish to engage in such tarka vitarka, such argument. When he asked Venkatbhat Thirumal Bhatta, and he asked all the Goshas and Pujaris, that if Lakshmi Narayan are exalted paratattva, then in Vrindavan, when Lakshmi ji came to Vrindavan and she started praying to Krishna that, oh, kindly accept me. And Krishna said, alright, I can accept you because I'm a cowherd boy. If I only accept cowherd woman, so you take birth in the family of a cowherd family, you make cow dung patties, you milk cows, and you marry some gopa, then I can come. And she said, I'm a Brahmani, so how can I do this? So you know, Krishna is saying, if you cannot be a cowherd girl, then how can I possibly accept you? Because I'm a cowherd boy. So Shri Mahaprabhu said that, just see, Lakshmi, she is Narayani, wife of Narayan, but why did she leave everything behind and come to Vrindavan? Why is she doing austerities? We are in Bail 1. See, these Bail fruits are very hard. Even crows cannot pick at these fruits. Very hard. So she is performing austerities in such a forest where such fruits are present. Very bitter. He's doing austerities there. And the Kaliya's wives, they said that, what austerities has Kaliya done? That he has received your foot dust. Even Lakshmi Devi herself is performing austerities to receive that. See, how did Bhagavan's foot dust fall on his head? And Sri Lakshmi Devi herself has given up all desires. She is practicing austerities. In Bail 1, Bhagavan, what to speak of giving his foot dust, he didn't even let her enter Raj. He never accepted her. So why is Lakshmi performing such austerities? Mahaprabhu is asking Venkatbhatta. If Narayan is paratattva, Narayan is alongside him, why did she leave him and come to Raj? When Mahaprabhu, he said, Adhajamsa Kalam Bhamsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Ti Yuge Yuge, that Krishna, he is Swayam Bhagavan. And then Mahaprabhu, he said, Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Nadiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. He said in the Shastras, what has been written? They say that is Jamsa Kala Pumsa. They say that all the parts and parts are of Narayan, not Krishna. Even Krishna, they break down the Sanskrit. They say Chamsa Kala Pumsa. Then they say Etacha Ansa Kala. Means there's a conjunct. They say even Krishna is a manifestation of Narayan. He is his Prakash Vigraha. Not that Narayan is Krishna's Prakash Vigraha. They say there are some Sanskrit constituents which separate certain words. They say there's a Chamsa Kalapumsa. all these Ansakalas, they're Krishna's too. The Krishna, he is the noun, and all the others are adjectives qualifying the noun. So say Krishna, he is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, and all the others are his Ansakalas. Ram, Narayan, Narsingha, Vishnu, they are all the part and pasts and expansion and incarnations of Krishna. So they say there was this discussion in Mahaprabhu, he said. Brahma himself has said in Brahma Samhita, Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha, that Krishna, he is Sachidananda Vigraha, he is everything. He is Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam, he is Anshi. And all the others are Anshas. See, Mahaprabhu gave thousands of examples. So Gopal Vatura Swami, he said this. So when they went to puja of Ranganath, then Ranganath, he started praying. Then they started saying that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan himself. And then Narayan, Mahavishnu, they are all his expansions and incarnations. So then, how can we make a decision for ourselves? So we have to receive decision. Then, before Acharya Ramanuja left this world, he left his body behind. That any question you have, you can ask me. I'm still present here in one form. If you come during Brahma Murta, sit in front of me, then chant your Mala Mantra. And if you ask any question, then this deity of mine will answer. So Ranganath, he said, all right, you can ask. Ranganath, he told them. So when they went to Ramanacharya, the Ramanacharya, he said, that if you want to know Bhagavan's tattvas, then you'll have to understand that Swayam Bhagavan, he is Krishna himself. But there is no manifestation of Bhagavan's opulence. There's only manifestation of sweetness. He said that Bhagavan, when he came to Braj, he left his godhood, concealed it. He concealed his godliness, originally accepting the prem seva of the Rajavasis. Anyone who offers anything to Bhagavan, he accepts. But there are some rules and regulations. You see, if there's any pujari who's qualified, there's any acharya, guru. But in Braj, there is no such consideration. There, everyone are priests. Anyone who cooks, they feed Bhagavan whatever they've cooked. There, the pujari is, there's no consideration. If one is Rishi, Maharshi, Brahmarshi, there is spontaneous, natural seva. Only consider them to be their own. In other places, not everyone has the adhikar. Not everyone can enter inside the temple. If everyone goes, if anyone goes and does arti, puja, offer bhoga, this cannot take place. No, Atar Bhagavan can do this. In Braj. Who's in Braj? Someone brings some butter in one's hand and Krishna himself runs to take that butter away from his hand. See, this fruit seller lady, she stood outside Krishna's gate and she was saying, take Govinda, take Madhav, take Damodar. Oh, Kanhaiya, take these fruits. And Krishna, what did he do? And he came, he opened the gate. And he said, give me some fruits. Then she said, at least call me mother once. And then Krishna looked around if anyone is seeing him or not. They may think, oh, Krishna is so greedy that he even called a low-caste lady his mother. So then he saw no one was there, and he jumped on her lap and he called her mother once. So at least come and sit on my lap now. because she also desires that he sit on her lap. And she said, at least give me some fruits now. He said, take everything, she said. He said, you give me some fruits. And who is the pujari here? But in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they're bound by rules and regulations, but here they're bound by prem. And Prabhu took everything, he smiled and took everything away. Then now she was so happy. And then she was only thinking about him until evening. She only engaged in dhyan. But here the pujari is meditating that Krishna, please come and eat this bhoga. But Krishna comes around, there's no guarantee. But there you see Acharya Ramanuj. He's saying, Siddhantastha Vedapi, Shirisha Krishna Sarupayo, Rasanat Krishna De Krishna, Rupamesha Rasastiti. Said by Siddhanta, Bhagavan and all his incarnations, they're non-different, they're complete. Vashishyate. All the incarnations of Bhagavan, they're complete. No one's less in any way. But Rasane Krishate Krishna Rupamesha Rasastiti. If you do Rasvichar, then Krishna, he is the embodiment of all these rasas. You say all these rasas are within him. It means he accepts everyone's seva. And the others, they think that if I don't take birth in a Brahmin family, if I don't become a scholar, then you'll not. Then they say you cannot be the Acharya, you cannot serve Bhagavan, neither can you offer Bhoga. And they say, see, even if a Brahmin Guru gives Diksha to his disciples, he will not accept from his own disciples. He'll offer Bhoga by his own self and then he'll give that Mahaprasad. But he'll not accept what the disciples have cooked, because the disciples, he'll say, they're impure. But our Kanaya, he's not like this. He even eats from everyone's hands. Ramchandra, he ate from the house of this tribal lady. And then when Jatayu left his body, he also performed shraddh for Jatayu. Because Jatayu was Dasharath's friend, so he treated Jatayu as his own father, performed his final rites for him. And then he also ate the fruits that Sabri offered. And sometimes you see, sometimes he didn't accept what Hanuman would offer. So you see, once Hanuman was serving Ram so much that they even had to force Hanuman to leave the palace. You see, this Prem Adipati. Krishna is the master of all such prem. So this rasa that Mahaprabhu described, when Gopal Bhattu Swami heard all this, he said, in this world, there's the entire ocean. Flood may come. Entire world can be submerged. But this flood of prem, Mahaprabhu has given this, inundated the entire universe. Not just Srirangam, all of South India has become inundated by this flood of prem. Lachanda Stakur has said, Ela Gaura Sanidhi Kadambini Hoy. Basela Gaura Desha Prema Vrishti Hoy. Hudu Hudu Shabda Ilo Shri Adraita Chandra. He brought this huge flood of prem to South India. It began just in Chaturmasya. And Chaturmasya, these rules are followed. If you don't have this Nishtha towards Ishtadev, if you don't know who your Ishtadev is, then who can you possibly serve? You don't know anything. Still they're reading the Gita. They don't know what the Gita is. What is the use of reading the Gita then? Who is one reading the Gita for? Are they reading Gita for their own happiness? For Prabhu's happiness? Say, Mahaprabhu, he showed this Ishta Nishta. Who is the Ishta? So then, he took the essence of all the Shastras. He says, Siddhantastha Vedapi, Shirisha Krishna Sarupayo. Narayana Krishna, non-different, but still Rasanat Krishate Krishna. Rupamesha Rasamstiti. See, Narayan doesn't have these rasas. He is always situated in Aishwarya Mark. But Krishna, he made everyone full of rasa. He made everyone qualified. He gave everyone this adhikar. And then he accepted them. He accepted their seva. Never hated them or despised them. And Maryada Purushottam Ram, just see how he was very strict. See, there's a Shudra performing austerities. Then he said, how can a Shudra perform austerities? Kill him. Because he is situated in his own Maryada. And Vashaman, he said something that, oh Ram, how can he accept Sita again? They say he left Sita in the forest. But Krishna, did he ever do such things? They collected so many things. They complained so many times. You see, they stopped the gopis. We'll break your legs. Don't go to see him. And they locked the door. And they said, all right. You can own this body. But by my soul, I'm going to meet Krishna. Then what Yogmaya do? She made one deity there in their homes. And then in one other form, she arranged that she go meet Krishna. So Krishna himself, Krishna, he distributes this rasa, makes everyone full of rasa. And he gives them this mamata. Anya mamata Vishnu, mamata premata adhika. Prem characterized by mamata, mindness. And other, but in other kinds of sadhana, there's one has to do so much sadhana. But this amanda udaya daya, this kind of daya, compassion, does not lead to any kind of material auspiciousness or inauspiciousness. Say this Jivar Swami there, then Prabhupada Saraswati, he requested Mahaprabhu, kindly give me a place at your lotus feet. I have no wish to leave you. Because Mahaprabhu, no matter how much he tried to conceal himself, still Mahaprabhu could not conceal his identity. Because how can he hide himself from the bhaktas? Because the sun has risen, how long can the clouds cover the sun? One day the clouds will have to disperse, the sun will shine forth. So Mahaprabhu tried to conceal his identity by being a sannyasi, but how could he hide himself? So Prabhupada Saraswati, he said, I want to come with you. Then he said, you go to Vrindavan, and then you should fulfill what I have come to give. What is that? You see, you should glorify the bhaktas, their magnanimity. Oh, this sir, Bhagavan, you'll have to manifest all these things. Then, when he came to Vrindavan, where did he stay? He stayed sometimes in Kamyavan. He has Bhajan Kutir there. Sometimes in Kaliyadaha, sometimes in Govardhan, we stay all over Raj. And by Mahaprabhu's desire, he distributed all the glories of Radharani and manifested them in his books. See, such a special acharya he is. So Gopal, he said, no, I want only stay with you. Mahaprabhu, he said, no. You see, your parents are Vaishnavas, so you serve them. And when they leave, then you can come. And they said, oh, Gopal Bhatta, he said, oh, may my parents leave this world quickly so that I can go meet Mahaprabhu. Then he started chanting so many mantras, doing so much kirtan, that his parents were thinking, when, how can my parents be delivered? Saying, oh Ranganath, take my parents away quickly. Take them away quickly to Golok Vrindavan. Then I can go meet Mahaprabhu then. Then seeing how restless Gopal Bhatta became, then his parents, they quickly left their bodies. And when Mahaprabhu heard that he is coming, Gopal said, don't come to Jagannath Puri. If you want to come, go to Vrindavan. I have offered you to Rup and Sanatan. Raghunath Bhatta is there, Raghunath Das is there. Yeah, just stay with them. And so when he came there, he's saying, oh, Mahaprabhu, how can I stay away from you? He said, no, I'll also come there to Vrindavan, quickly. Make a place for me. I mean, Mahaprabhu, he said, he gave his, he sent his Uttariya, his door open, Bahirvas, his asan. He gave everything to Gopal. He said, I'm giving you my own swarup now. But still, Gopal, what a suffering, so much separation. And then from Vrindavan, he went to crossing Dehradun into Nepal. This is Gandaki Nadi's prison. Because wherever Prabhu is, then he's. So then when he was bathing, he found this Saligram Shila. He bought this Saligram Shila. He didn't want to bring it. But still, this Saligram Shila would not leave him. Then he brought this Saligram Shila over in Dhavan and started serving. So, on Narasimha Chaturdashi, whole night he was awake, doing upasya, upavas, doing kirtan. He said, oh Prabhu, you appeared from a pillar. You're present everywhere. He started praying to Mahaprabhu. Oh Prabhu will not give darshan. Then how can I stay alive? So when Narasimha Jayanti finished, then in the morning, when he was doing his Nitya Archan, then he saw there was no longer Saligram Shila. There was a beautiful deity there, present. And his feet resembled Madan Mohan, his chest resembled Gopinath, his face resembled Govindadev. Everyone came to have darshan of this deity, saying, oh, Thakurji is himself manifest, self-manifest deity. I said, what is his name of this deity? I said, I don't know. But I know one thing, that Radha Krishna Pranavikti Lajan Shakti Rasmadhe Gadmana Guvav Deha Vedam Gatav Tau. Tadam Chakyam Tam. Radhavati Savitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. So, this is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. There he is Antar Krishna Bahir Gaur. Internally is Krishna, but here is Antar Gaur Bahir Krishna. Externally is Krishna, Antar is Gaur. Because Vrindavan, Radharani is always hiding. She will not appear. She is very shy. She will not come in front of everyone. Therefore, she is hiding within Krishna's heart. So that she is hiding within Krishna's complexion. So that no one can see her within Krishna's heart. Hiding in this cave of Krishna's heart. No. So name will be Radharaman. Because Radharani is inside and Raman Vihari is outside. And there is Radharani outside, but internally is Krishna as Mahaprabhu. But here the opposite. Therefore, and Mahaprabhu said, now I come before you. Now are you happy? And this, we started serving Radharaman. And they started wrote so many rules. Who will serve? Son is going to Nepal, Gandaki. There was a Brahmin boy near Dehradun. There was a village. She was staying there. This Brahmin, they served him so much. They prayed that when you return, please come and stay in our house. Because their house was on the way. He had to walk all the way. Then he came turn, they said, oh, we don't have any son. Kindly give us this blessing that we have a son. Then that son we'll offer in your seva. And they had a boy. His name was Gopinath. And then they engaged him in Gopal Bhattu Goswami's seva. So Gopinath also served Radharaman. So then they had another son called Damodar. So Damodar, he became a householder, while Gopinath, he remained lifelong brahmachari. So when Gopinath, He called Damodar's younger brother. He said, "No, you carry on the seva." But they made a rule that in Sanskar Deepika, in Satkriya Sar Deepika, in Satsandarbha Hari Bhakti Vilas. You see, Satsandarbha is the best in what he escalated, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And he did everything, gave to Sanatana Goswami, and he manifested Sanatana Goswami's name. And there was only one Sandarbha, and he gave it to Jiva Goswami. And then he divided into six paths. You know, the Satsandarbhas. And he was so humble. Kaviraj Goswami wanted to write challenge. He said, "Don't mention my name." Prabhu Goswami said, "Don't mention my name anywhere." But then, for Mahaprabhu's according to sir, they mentioned Gopal Bhatta Goswami's name in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhu Goswami Thakur, he said, "Don't mention my name." So therefore, his name is not mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, some devotees are saying many things. Then right now, even his granthas, there someone else has taken. They said, "This is our granthas." They're saying, how can you claim that this book has been written by Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur? File court cases against each other. You see, even all these books are being stolen away now. Therefore, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Kirtan, it is said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's name is always written starting and end. Even Narottam Thakur's name is written in the end. Or else they take even these kirtans away. In all places the names are mentioned. You see, all the publications that are taking place, Jiva Goswami, beginning from, he has written his name at the end. Because in the future, someone might take it, they might take one page away. And like you've seen here, many books are published. And they remove the certain pages and then they put their names, publish them. And they publish it in their own name. And you say, kept the name. And then remove everything else. So can you understand? And then they publish another language. They say, Prabhupada Saraswati has written so many books. Kunjalila Rasa, Radha Rasa Dhanidhi, Padyavali, so many granthas. They say, took everything away. They say, they're fighting court cases now. But Prabhupada Saraswati, he gave Diksha to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Because he has written that my Diksha Guru is Prabhupada Saraswati. So in the morning, we published the small books on Sat Goswamis. There, we have written this Mangalacharan, some shlokas, some 8 or 9 shlokas. 8 new shlokas we have written. There it's mentioned about Gopal Bhatta Goswami's life and all these shlokas. Or else these things will be lost after 2 or 3 days. And just take some syllables here and there and publish it in their own names. Same, we've published it. But this Mool Tattva, this Prem Samandha cannot be had by this. You see, even if you make a golden building, if you don't have concrete or steel iron, how can the building stay? Externally you may say something, but where is the substance? Which is Prem Bhakti? Can you give Prem Bhakti by such things? If you're following Anuvatya, then everything is easy. Because then the flow is flowing. I'm not saying that we are saying, or you are doing. This is Guru Varga's Kripa. They have manifested themselves. What can we possibly do? You see, They even make fools great scholars. Bhagavan can make anything, can do anything. Can do the impossible, possible, possible, impossible. So Prabhupada Saraswati, he initiated Gopal Bhatta, raised him up, taught him everything. He became very qualified. Therefore, they said, who is? You see, even know this Tilak. They left Ekadashi behind. But still, Tilak is also like Gaudiya Vaishnava Tilak. This they cannot leave behind. But still, this fight is going on. So his wealth of Mahaprabhu's prayer. Mahaprabhu, first of all, he preached there in South India. And after meeting Ramananda Rai, this Tattagata Vichar and this Vaishishtya, this was preserved in Sri Rangam. And then he met Buddhists, Jains, he went at the Shant, Padmanabh, Thiruvananthapuram, went to Udupi, went all over South India. 6 years he was present in South India. He learned all the pilgrimage places. Went to Pandrapuram, Pune, everywhere. Therefore, in all these places, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur established footprints of Mahaprabhu, Pathpit. And Prabhupada also, he went all over South India, all over India he went. He also went to the birthplace in Nimbarkacharya's birthplace, Saliabad. Guru Maharaj's centennial, his sevaks, they collected all these things of Prabhupada's life. Because after Prabhupada's disappearance, so many granthas, they were thrown inside the Ganga. Then anyhow they collected everything, or else where could all these things be had? So say, Mahaprabhu was preaching, 4 months he stayed in Sri Rangam. Then Mahaprabhu's mercy, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, then even that will be published. It's 4 months stay in Chaturmasya. So much research is going on now. So all these things will be published. Then Bhagavan's avatar is very, takes time for Bhagavan to descend. But by Mahaprabhu's mercy, all these things will be gradually revealed. Now we'll stop. Tomorrow we'll continue. Nandiri.